Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week about loving with truth and looking at various ways that God wants truth to be revealed in our life, how He wants us to pursue it, how He wants us to live it. And today we're going to talk specifically about walking in truth and allowing God to examine our walk and to see from His perspective how we're doing. And so hopefully the audio is working this morning. Yesterday, just some glitch in the system. The audio just was not usable, and so I ended up having to take the video down. The audio only was able to broadcast, and so it's there on the website, Facebook feed as well. Tested it this morning. It seemed to be working. Hopefully it stayed working by the time I'm doing this live broadcast. Looking today at Psalm 26, verses 2 and 3. Which says, "Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth." On the surface, I would say it's a much more courageous request than we typically would acknowledge. Asking God to test us, to examine our heart, our mind, our motives. And I think when we look at David's life as he writes this psalm and he asks God to test him, to examine him, he gives some reasons as to why he's willing to make that request, why there's some level of comfort. And one of those reasons is that he walks in the Lord's truth. He walks according to the truth of God's word. He molds and shapes and designs his life around what God's word says. As we talked Sunday about loving the outcast by sharing truth, one of the key ingredients is that we walk in truth. And most people are pretty good at spotting blatant hypocrisy, where we make one claim, where we have an expectation of others that's different than what we live, that's different than what we expect of ourselves. And when we share truth of God's word with people, then there's an expectation for it to be acceptable, that we're living it, that we're walking in it. One of the issues that was very prevalent in the days of Jesus, in fact, he would tell his followers to listen to what the religious leaders were teaching, but pay no attention to what they do. That their actions were actually creating a stumbling block. Their actions were actually not only preventing them from a relationship with God, but it was keeping others out of the kingdom. And so many times we want to speak truth more than we want to live truth. And what does it look like when we live truth, when we walk in the truth of God's word? Well, it ought to change everything we do. It ought to change the way we do life. When every detail of my walk, of my life, of my day is filtered through, what does God's word teach? What does it say? What does it call me to do or to not do? And sometimes we're pretty good as Christians to kind of have in the back of our mind the Ten Commandments and those that list we have, the thou shalt nots. But even with that, we tend to, well, get weak as we work through the list. And we end up creating our own mental list of thou shalt nots, and as long as I don't do the bad things, I'm probably okay. But perhaps a better plan would be to look at God's word as a thou shalt. And dive deep within it to see how God wants us to live. Not simply what he wants us to avoid, but what he's called us to do. To love and to serve and to forgive. To share and to show mercy. To treat others with compassion and kindness. To treat them as we would want to be treated. That's part of this series that we're working through of loved by Jesus, loving like Jesus. It's looking beyond the thou shalt nots and considering, how does Jesus want me to walk in his truth? How does he want me to live today? How do I respond and react and treat people? How do I worship God? Not just on a once a week gathering, but with my life, with my words, with my actions, with my thoughts. You see, coming to God and asking him to test us, to examine us, is a really a bold move. At least until we commit to walking in his truth. When our life is committed to walking in God's truth, then having him examine and test us is a part of that process of revealing what needs work, revealing what needs to change, revealing what needs improvement, revealing what is good and right. And today we have the opportunity to walk in the truth of God's word. And so many times we gaze into God's word, and instead of gazing deeply, we just kind of glance at it. And the thing about glancing at something is we generally see what we want to see. But when we gaze deeply, we see things for what they really are. And when we seek to walk in the truth of God's word, we must gaze deeply. Otherwise, we're simply glancing and we're making it say what we want it to say. You've probably heard people say it. I've heard people say it. My God would not say that. My God would not do that. My God would not require that. And I often wonder, because some of those things that their God wouldn't do are very clearly things that Scripture says is his nature. Some of those things that their God wouldn't prohibit are very clearly things that Scripture says are sinful. And so instead of being made in the image of God, we end up making God in our image. And we fail to walk in the truth of his word because we've not devoured it. We've not gazed deeply into it. We've not accepted it as truth. And I think one of the difficulties is that we have a greater tendency to try to apply the truth of God's word to others without applying it to ourselves. It's why it's so important to ask God to continually examine and test us and reveal to us those blind spots, those things that have become acceptable to us that are not acceptable to Him. And when we walk in the truth of God's Word, we look at others differently because we look at them through the lens of the love of God. And we use the truth of God's Word differently to conform us into His image rather than to condemn others. You see, walking in the truth of God's Word is something we have to do for ourselves, not something we do for others. We have to do it for God, not to force others into it. And the more that we walk in truth of God's Word, the more that we live a life that shines Jesus, a life that draws others to Him, a life that makes others take a second look so that they too would begin to walk in the truth of God's Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has given us everything that we need for goodness, for righteousness, because we have Jesus. And Father, today as we consider what it looks like to walk in the truth of Your Word, may we be comfortable with You examining and testing us. May You reveal to us the things that are lacking, the things that we've let slide, the things that we've accepted that aren't truth. May we pay greater attention to how we're doing in our walk with You, so that our life would be consistent, that our words and our message of the good news of Jesus would not simply be empty words, but they would be filled with meaning because people can see us living it. Father, examine us, change us, help us to be humble before You, that we would allow the changes that need to take place, that we would accept the truth of Your Word. Forgive us for those times where we've tried to create You in our image and we've just glanced at Your Word and made it say what we want it to say. And may You strengthen us so that we can gaze deeply into Your Word and know the truth that it contains and live the truth that it contains, that we would walk in that truth. Father, as I pray today, I want to continue to pray for those that are in the path of Hurricane Ian, for so much of the Gulf Coast of Florida that is expecting some damage and storm, for those that will end up being under the center of this storm, for those around the edges, for those that are preparing to respond. I pray that You would watch over those in the midst of it. Father, it's my prayer and desire that You would speak to this storm, that it would weaken rather than strengthen, that the damage would be minimal, that it would be a time that the love and power and strength of Your children, of Your church, of Your body would be made visible. Father, watch over those that are in the path of this storm, those that have already endured its damage and destruction. Father, today for a friend who's preparing and has been preparing to say goodbye to a loved one, I ask that You would give great peace. Father, there's several that I know that are in that position. And may the peace of Your Spirit, the peace of Your Word, the truth of Your Word, comfort in these days ahead. Father, today as we walk in the truth of your word, may we live a consistent life, a life that represents Jesus, a life that lifts him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.